Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what is going on?
Namaste, everyone.
Also, the number one nighttime jock here in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise, Wild 94.1's in the building. Joey, what's up?
Oh,
let me turn your mic on here. Sorry, there you go.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Yeah, it has been. Let's get into it, man. We got a lot of catching up to do.
We do.
We got a bunch of topics that we want to cover today here on the Congress. And first off, just because we owe them a review because they let us check out their movie. Mm-hmm. Me and Tarek, we got to check out Shaft, actually.
Yeah. I like how you segued that by saying the only reason we're reviewing this is because they let us watch the movie.
Somebody has to watch this.
No, it's
movie.
Our friends there, Warner Brothers. You know,
they're our new friends right now. Not get invited again.
They're our new friends at Warner Brothers. Yeah. So, go ahead, Tarek. What'd you think about the movie?
Yeah, please. I want to hear because I'm curious.
I actually loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I loved it. I'll be honest. I went into it like, okay, let's see what they do. I'll support Samuel L. Jackson and whatever. You know, I like the original Shaft and the remake.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, this is probably, I'll admit, I thought maybe this is going to be unnecessary.
Right.
And as the movie went on, I was like, man, I'm really enjoying this. I'm laughing. I'm in it. You know, I'm invested. I'm definitely not bored.
And right.
I foolishly was standing around like, is it going to be a post-credit? This is gonna be a post-credit.
And I was like,
scene.
No, man, let's go, man.
Yeah,
does this
tie into Boys in the Hood or something? Or what else does this tie into? So, the humor is great. The humor is great. They do a great job of blending the generations. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Has a good plot. The acting is great. Everything makes sense. It's fluid. I really don't know what more you would want out of it's a comedy. I mean, I want people to understand this is not an action film. This is not Endgame.
Yeah. It's not.
This is not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Shaft version. You know, it's funny.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny.
It was really funny. Did it play off the last Shaft movie that Samuel?
It did a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Was it that sequel?
Yes. It was a light sequel.
Or did it stand alone?
It was a sequel light. Lightly associated. There you go. Like, they gave a little throw to it. You know, those events in that movie happened.
They
gave a nod. They're like, yes, the events in the first Samuel L. Jackson Shaft movie happened.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there's some references to it.
Definitely. If that's what makes it a sequel, yes, it's a sequel.
Yeah.
To that, definitely.
They show scenes from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I love the movie. I thought I was completely surprised. I thought we were just going to waste our time, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, and we were just, you know, have to do a bad review on something. But I was pleasantly surprised by the movie. I even told the marketing lady that I was like, man, I didn't expect it to be so funny. You know,
yeah.
it was great. It was funny. I had it's Shaft. So, you know, all the violence, you know, that you expect in a Shaft movie.
Yeah.
It was a love letter to Shaft fans, that movie. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. So it was very well done. I really enjoyed it very much. So would you give it out of two, five?
Out of five, I would give it a four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a solid four. Like, you know, it's definitely. I told the marketing lady. I said, listen, this is what summer movies are about. You know, it was you know, a fun time at the movies. It really was. Honestly.
Awesome.
I really think it might just take out these movies this weekend, whoever is going up against MIB and...
Oh, yeah, MIB
and...
Yeah. Yeah, we had
Dark,
a...
Secret Life Dark of... Phoenix, yeah. And probably them won't have mm-hmm. another chance.
Yeah, yeah. MIB had some rough reviews.
Oh,
so, yeah. Yeah. We have EJ Moreno, who's he's been a guest on our show, and I'm also sharing his reviews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He massacred the movie. Massacre. Mm-hmm. It was a massacre. He was more lenient for X-Men, which we'll get into later, than he was for MIB. So,
oh, man.
You dodge a bullet. I almost sent you to that one.
Yeah, I almost went to the MIB, and I ended up not going. Listen, I have nothing against Chris Hemsworth and Valkyrie, but...
actor's
yeah,
name.
Yeah. but I just... You know, MIB, like Shaft, it was one of those things. I was like, do we need this?
Yeah.
I thought, I was thinking, like, do we need this? And luckily I went to Shaft and really enjoyed it. So who knows? I could have gone to MIB and been like, this is dope.
Really? I don't know. But we need to get into your opinion about X-Men later, but we'll get into that later. Oh, you got to check out Brightburn as well.
I saw Brightburn. I've still been wanting to go check out. I haven't got a chance to, but I have spoiled the movie for myself by reading and
read all the
breakdowns.
I will sum this up by saying I'm highly anticipating a Brightburn 2. I hope they are able to do it.
Really? You think so? You think that's going to happen?
Sequel. Yeah. I want to see the sequel. It was that good. It's a horror film. So all these movies were like they're stepping outside. It's like, I feel like people we can't beat Marvel and doing comics. We're not going to, like, they're doing Infinity Stones and, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Building
you know,
universe.
It's not
going to
work.
So we're not going
to. We're not
going
to go head to head.
We're going to have heroes, but we're going to do them differently. And Brightburn mastered that. Like, I compare it more to Chronicle or like a movie like Hancock or something than to, you know, your typical Superman versus Batman and X-Men. It's more like that. But it's a horror film. It was dark, you know. I don't know. We need to do a poll one day. Like, who's creepier, your little white kids or little Asian kids in the horror films? Because they're both, like, creepy. it was really good.
So, I mean, I've seen some mixed reviews. So, let's get your 5-star review on that one.
I'm going to go 4 stars on that one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Solid.
I'm going to go 4.
So let's say, if you're a horror fan, this is definitely for you, then.
Yes.
If you like you like to get scared and stuff. Yeah.
Listen. Somebody blonde's going to trip for no reason.
Always.
You know.
Can't stop that.
Yeah. This is going to be, you know, bad decisions are going to happen. But.
Oh, man. All right. So let's see. We hit Brightburn. You also got to check out, talking about stuff that's in like the horror kind of vein or weird stuff, Twilight Zone kind of vein. You got to check out the next Black Mirror, is that it?
Yes.
On Netflix?
Did you guys see Black Mirror?
No, I haven't got a chance to see it.
So it's just 3 episodes.
It's only 3 episodes?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Like an hour, 2 hours and a half?
It's like they're running out of twist.
Yeah.
So Black Mirror. Hey, listen, the first episode is great.
Yeah?
First episode is great. You know, it's got some familiar faces. It's got Anthony Mackie, who plays, you know, I don't call him
Falcon.
He plays Falcon.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah, he's
okay. Captain America. Now I'm intrigued. Yeah, now I'm going to go see it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the first episode is typical Black Mirror, touching on technology and how we're integrating with
right.
it. And it's so weird. It's weird, man.
Really?
You got to check your manhood when you watch the first episode.
Wow.
You got to be secure in who you are as a man. You know, you might need to watch some inspirational, some Joe Rogan podcasts prior and after, just to be like, okay, I'm solid, you know, in my sexuality. I'm straight.
Yeah.
But first episode was really good. The other two,
really?
It did not capture the essence of Black Mirror. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus is the star of one.
Oh, that explains a lot.
You see what I'm saying?
That says it all.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're expecting a Michael Jackson video and Schoolboy Q shows up.
I saw some reviews of her episode and some people, like, I guess, got it or liked it.
I mean, it made sense, you know, but it just, you know, you look for Black Mirror to give you this message and they lost the message in the other two episodes.
Interesting.
I want to say.
So 5 stars out of
for the
season in the whole as a whole.
I'm gonna go
because you know you got to judge the whole thing.
I'm gonna go 2.5 stars.
2.5.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. That's just because the first one
was good, and then you can't have two that aren't that good.
Yeah.
It doesn't
factor out, right?
Yeah. It was essentially the opposite of sex. The first one was good. The other two.
Disappointing.
The other two
there you go.
Short.
Disappointing, kids. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did anybody get to check out all the new announcements, the E3? All the new game announcements?
Only thing
that's
I was,
your world,
yeah,
Joey.
Only thing I was, well, the Halo looked good. The new Halo looked good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Like, you know, are you into that?
I'm into it. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
I wasn't really too impressed with the last one.
Uh-huh.
But this one actually looks very decent. I'm definitely like looking forward to that one dropping. But really, what really caught my eye though is the Avengers game that they got coming out.
Oh yes.
So they teased that years ago.
I got the PlayStation 4, right? Mm-hmm. And supposedly they're supposed to do a private beta for PlayStation owners only.
Yeah.
So we in.
I'm in there.
We in.
Are you a PlayStation 4 guy too?
I'm both. I dabble on both sides.
PlayStation 4?
I do not have a PlayStation 4.
We got to upgrade Tarek Lewis. Yeah.
I purposely got the PlayStation 4 just so I can get the Spider-Man game.
Speaking of money, we continue about E3, but speaking about money, if you would like to support us, if you enjoy the show, we have opened a Patreon.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anybody makes a donation, I will split three ways with my partners here. So if you a dollar will only go so far, so if you donate more, we would appreciate it.
keep putting together good content, and maybe get a better studio.
Maybe we'll get enough money to get Tarek his PlayStation 4, okay? All right?
No, but the Avengers game, the E3 trailer looked amazing, very reminiscent of how, you know, when we first saw the Spider-Man game in that trailer.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the storyline, and you see it on the trailer, is Captain America basically dies. Oh. Something happens. Like, it's an event. It's an event.
It starts off as... It's like they kill, like, people by accident.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, something goes wrong.
It's really weird. I'm still trying to
understand. They're trying to stop some people from...
Yeah.
From,
I'm trying to grasp it.
Stop some supervillains, and then something blows up and kills,
in San Francisco.
Like thousands of people. Something like that.
Yeah. And it's really weird. It's kind of like... a playoff of Endgame, it feels like. Because a couple years go by, and they're Cap is, they got a monument for Cap.
Right.
And you see Tony and Banner arguing by the monument.
Interesting.
It's crazy, trying to figure out who the baddie is in this game.
Right.
But from what I have heard, is Marvel is actually working on a gaming universe. So they're going to tie in this Avengers game with the Spider-Man game. So,
interesting.
That's what I've been hearing. And it's crazy because if you've played the Spider-Man,
is it the same? Or the Square is like a different.
No, it's not. It's a different company because Insomniac did Spider-Man and Eidos.
Yeah,
they're doing this Avengers game. Right. But here's the thing: if you played the Spider-Man PS4 game. There's
which
a part.
I didn't yet.
There is a part in that.
I'll let you spoil it for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But there's
worry.
A part where he's having a conversation with Mary Jane in a coffee shop, and she's asking him like, you know, where the Avengers are or something like that, and he's telling her, "Oh, they're somewhere on the West Coast," and the game just happens to be like the Avengers game is set in San Francisco.
Interesting.
So I'm really hyped for that one.
Interesting. All right. I'm excited too. A lot of people are clowning though. They didn't get the
costumes,
the rights for the
voices,
likeness of the voices of
is that
the actors.
What they did?
Everybody was tripping about that.
It was tripping about that. I'm like, you know, come on, man. Like, you know, how much more money we need to give Robert Downey Jr. You know?
And it's like, the suits didn't look exactly like how in the movies. And it's like, you know, you can't
like
really
Hulk doesn't look like Mark.
You gotta let it live on its own because that's exactly what got all these like movie based video games like. Trashed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when they were used to do the Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire video games, and they did 2 and 3 and all that stuff, and you know those were ass, bro.
Yeah. It's like
they were not good.
It's like the typical Star Wars fan. You know, they're not in it for anything Star Wars. They just want to hate it because they hate it because it's not something that they can have control over.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not the way
you know
would do it if they were doing it themselves.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So it's just more of that. People like you and me, we're going to play regardless. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, who cares what they look like? Unless they look decent, right?
When's the last time they had an Avengers game?
Man.
Oh, damn, way back, there was an arcade game. It was Captain America and the Avengers.
Yeah, was that the last?
No, I'm sure they had other
like,
Avengers.
No, like full-on Avengers, though.
Yeah, I don't recall anything after that. It had some Iron Man games.
I don't know. We need to do research.
I don't think they've ever had like
I got a computer right here.
They've heard that Marvel team-up stuff.
I mean, Marvel Capcom. Yeah. You got the old X-Men arcade game.
Yeah.
Maximum Carnage, that has something?
That was just Spider-Man and Venom.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Oh, well, they have like the ones
Spider-Man,
for like...
They had the Spider-Man with the X-Men. I remember that, and they were taking down
the They have the apps. Yeah. They have the app games, the Strike Force.
That's like the whole Marvel universe.
Technically it's Avengers 2, right? No.
But we're talking about like on a console.
Team. Yeah.
So mean, man.
Yeah.
I don't really do the app games.
Interesting. So here's an interesting thing I just looked up right now. So apparently the publisher is Square. And Square Enix, Final Fantasy and all that good stuff. But the developers are Crystal Dynamics and Eidos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. There's the link. Yeah. So there's the link. Yep. Bam. I love it. I'm looking forward to that one. What else did I see? Oh, the new Star Wars video game.
Yeah, that too.
That looked really dope. Did you see that? I shared that. Fallen Jedi. Is that
I did see this one.
Fallen Jedi?
I don't really like the way it looks.
No, you don't like it?
No.
Why?
Well, as you a Star Wars fan,
yeah,
you know, they keep killing these Jedi. And they keep, there's like 12 of them. 12 or 15 Jedi running around. And like, why do we keep, I don't know. It's a video game, but it did look a little childish.
It's the actor the actor that played Joker in Gotham. I forget his name right now.
Yeah.
I need to look it up.
Oh, old boy from, he was in Shameless too, right?
Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like that they're continuing the storyline. They got the guy from, who was in, was it Rebel One?
Okay.
Yeah, the Forrest Whitaker's character in there.
You know what looked good too? The Keanu Reeves punk, was it 20?
Cyberpunk?
22, yeah.
Cyberpunk. Cameron Mahanigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay.
So he is the voice actor and also the digital actor of his voice. They videoized his face, should I say, for the to be the main protagonist of the video game. So I liked it. It looked pretty cool. You know, I'll probably give it a spin.
Yeah.
You know, just try it out. Yeah. I see they included in the trailer, they included Forrest Whitaker's character.
Yeah.
From Rogue One. One.
Yeah. We were talking about that as you were ignoring us.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I was looking
that.
Up the info. Okay,
we're legit having we were moved on to a whole other game, and he's still on the last one.
Oh man, I did share that trailer, by the way. It's on the Facebook page. But what were we talking about? Now?
The Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, steampunk.
Yeah,
2025. That was
something crazy like that.
2055.
But it looks good.
Yeah. Looks good.
The effects look good.
He's having a great month,
bro. He's John Wick all year long. He should just be John Wick.
I saw John Wick finally
all year long.
I finally saw John Wick. I enjoyed it very much. It has all the violence and kung fu that I need in my life.
Should we get a John Wick game? Is the question. I actually saw who was a friend of ours. We had Cam.
Yeah.
Cam, that dude who's actually on Wild 94.1 on the weekends. He put up a post. He's like, should we get a John Wick game? And I was like, well, isn't that basically Max Payne?
It is. Or
just without hand-to-hand combat.
But we haven't had a Max Payne in a long time.
And I was just thinking about that when that got brought up. And it's just like, when are we going to get another Max Payne, like a real fire one?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So, yeah, I think John Wick at this point, you could capitalize off of that.
Yeah.
Do John Wick instead.
I
would check it out.
John Wick?
John Wick.
Video game?
I'd probably give it a spin.
I'd be cool with that.
You know what would be cool? They're like a fighting game with John Wick. That would be pretty dope.
Like Mortal Kombat style?
Yeah, sure.
Nah,
yeah, nobody wants
I'm
to
not
fight
with that.
John
I want to continue. Like,
yeah.
Everybody want to be John Wick.
I'm not going to pick.
Nobody's going to pick Ruby Rose's character from the last
Somebody want to be this girl's character.
Or Halle Berry. Well, Halle Berry, just because it's Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, she kicked butt. Yeah, she was kicking butt.
It's Halle Berry.
Yeah. It's Halle Berry.
Well, no, she did a really good job, though. She looked like she did a lot of her work.
That's good. She had to redeem herself from Catwoman. So.
Man, that's been a long road to redemption. On that
yeah,
that
was a huge.
Yeah. They need to take that out of distribution.
They need to stop showing that on IFC.
I think it's going up on the DC Universe app. I think it's actually available right now.
Delete.
Add that to the list of DC mistakes.
So apparently, since I just talked about DC Universe app, apparently the Swamp Thing show that just premiered. It's Gonzo, but the season that just started is actually really good.
No, apparently. I heard it is. I heard it is. And I think that what they should do is just throw it on Netflix. DC, I don't think DC has any business creating their own service right now. Like, granted, their cartoon movies, like, are really good and they continue to do well, and that's what's up. Like, yo, and you know, you got classics like the Batman animated series. Like, I'm cool with that. You know, the CW shows. I get that they got a wave going too. Man, throw all them joints on Netflix and call it a day. You're already tarnishing the
Netflix
brand.
Will probably appreciate it.
Yeah, they're tarnishing the brand because, like, what they did with the DCEU, and then, you know, now they're trying to do this whole Batman thing, and nobody likes Robert Pattinson being the new Batman.
Yeah. It's got to give the man a chance. Got to give it a chance. Let him make it. That's what I say.
I'll give Pattinson a chance, man. But that, I'm with you. That app, that DC Universe is.
It feels stale, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't get the strategy of just putting one episode every week on the app when Netflix already has established, like, bam, the whole binge it, you know?
For real.
I mean, like, it's done already. Just throw it up there, you know? So, like, it's not like they're doing it week to week.
But that's because, you know?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't understand how post-production works, you know?
But they just probably feel like that's as much content as they can put out at a time because they don't want to, you know, excuse my language, but blow their wad on a whole, like, bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. All at one time.
Yeah, because if you put it all out, somebody can
come back.
The comic books, like, I was looking at DC app, DC, and I was reading, like, the little comic books and stuff like that, the little things that you could read.
Yeah.
The library of comic books, digital comic books. That was pretty dope. I don't know.
You
just can't justify saying, okay, I'm going to pay $8 a month for this.
I was going to say, you cape for DC. DC stuff, like I cape for X-Men.
I like it. Right. I like DC stuff, you know.
Yeah, me too, and I want to see it.
I always swing more Marvel, but I always enjoy DC stuff.
I think they need to team up with somebody, or, you know, if Warner Brothers had an app,
yeah,
and it was like within like a Warner Brothers Plus thing, cool.
That's true.
It's like what Marvel's doing with Disney. It's like Disney's got
so much
content.
So Warner Brothers makes the app, right? Or their other stuff, whatever that is. I don't even know at this point right now. Bugs Bunny or something?
We got Matrix films.
Okay, yeah, fine. You know, so they make the app, right? They got the content, whatever content else they have that's not DC. And then they say, for $5 more a month, have access to a DC Universe app too as well and watch everything DC Universe. Is that a good
selling point? I don't know, man.
And I'm being generous with five. They might do like
that's two cups of coffee,
$7.99. You know,
that's
or something
two cups
like
of
that.
Coffee in my day. I'd rather have the coffee. To be honest,
yeah, that's a
Warner
large
Brothers
fried.
Yeah,
Randall. Bro, there's cheaper stuff at Wendy's.
Yeah,
I live a calculated lifestyle, my man.
Yeah. our boy Randall. He reviewed the TMT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Batman animated.
Oh, yeah. I actually wanted to see that.
He said it was really, really good. He might be a little biased because, you know, he's a fan. So,
yeah.
But it's definitely worth a checkout. So that review is up on the page as well on the Facebook Geek Culture Congress page. And then let's see. Last but not least, of course, X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
Still haven't
watched
it, man.
And, man, repercussions.
I just don't even want to react yet. I don't want to react yet. I'll let you guys react.
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really say.
But how messed up is that, like, to do this show and not have the urge to want to see that movie so we can talk about it? Like, but I think they've already dug themselves such a huge hole.
He was there day one, right? He was there Friday, right?
I went Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to go Friday. They went,
and
but
he
was
pretty generous. Like, I posted up his review. He gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Listen. The hate is
yeah, it's unwarranted.
It's so unwarranted.
Really?
If this movie came out in September, people would like it more. It's so close.
You think they're just comparing it towards everything, you know, Endgame and Infinity War.
It's so close
to
Endgame and all this other stuff that it's like, okay, well, everyone's saying, like, most of the people I've seen watch it say, well, it wasn't bad. It was decent, but it wasn't great. And it's like you're comparing it to Endgame. You can't help but do it. And people who don't like it and say they should have done something else, I can't wait for Marvel to do it. I'm like, what do you want them to do? I don't know. I just want them to do something. And it's like, dude, you just want the 90s cartoon, and you can't have the 90s cartoon. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
speaking of the 90s cartoon, supposedly that's in the works. Like, they're bringing it back somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
It's
going to go on Disney Plus or something.
I need it, look exactly
like that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
I can't have this
know?
New gen cartoon stuff.
I don't know if they replicate the old way. I think they used to draw it back then,
and that's what I want to see.
Right?
Yeah, that's what
I'm sorry. I'm old fashioned.
I don't want it to look like Star Wars, the Clone Wars, whatever.
Yeah, that was terrible. I want it all like digitized and all that.
That would look bad. Yeah, that definitely X-Men, would be whack.
7 out of 10. Action's good. The acting's good. I don't know what people want.
Okay, so playing devil's advocate here, Tarek, right? If you had to say, okay, that was really bad, what was bad?
In the movie?
Yes.
Without spoiling. The character that is played by Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
That thread is unnecessary.
Unfreaking necessary?
Unnecessary.
I can.
But it's an ode to the comic books.
Okay.
So this Dark Phoenix is the guy clearly was a fan of the comic, and he's like, I'm going to get as close to the comic book as I possibly can without it being ridiculous.
Mm.
And it was an ode to the comic books.
Okay.
So that's why. It. But then it was unnecessary. It was like going really well, and it's like, they throw this thing in. It's like, we don't really need this part.
Yeah.
Well, you think that was the whole reshoot, her part?
The reshoot was because MCU had acquired the rights to use Skrulls for Captain Marvel.
Right.
So the reshoot happened because because that was the original script. The Skrulls were going to be involved in this whole Dark Phoenix thing.
Gotcha.
Because I know
that's why, like, the character arc for Jessica Chastain's character, she was originally supposed to be a Skrull, but she ended up being I forgot what they call them, but it's another Marvel based character that dealt with the Dark Phoenix and X-Men and all that.
Yeah.
I forgot what they call them, but that's basically what happened.
Yeah. And I didn't even know they reshot the ending because it was similar to clearly Captain Marvel.
Allegedly.
I like this more than Captain Marvel.
Allegedly.
It was definitely Captain Marvel. It was definitely Captain Marvel.
I'm taking your word for it. Yeah.
I like this more than Captain Marvel.
Really? You
know, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Okay. I watched Captain Marvel again last night. It wasn't bad.
No? Yeah. It's just, and they're both like, it's just not bad, but I like this more than Captain
Marvel. But you just know, I just want you to understand that like half the movie watching universe of X-Men that's watched it as you have do not agree with you, right?
Yeah, I don't care about these people. You say that to me.
I just want you to know.
As if like their opinions matter to me. Like I watch them grow. I do not care.
You know, it was EJ, the other guy that he reviewed it, and he also was a little bit nicer to it.
Listen, it's not you gotta go out and see it.
Right.
It's also not like trash. It's better than Apocalypse.
That's a step.
Yeah, it's better than Apocalypse.
He did say the same thing. It's
better than Apocalypse. And I didn't think Apocalypse was as bad.
It wasn't as bad as people,
made out to be.
There was certain plot holes and questions I had about it, but
and again,
I didn't like how Apocalypse looked. But
I didn't like how Apocalypse looked either. But again,
he looked like Mr. Ooze from
And Apocalypse again. I think Apocalypse followed Civil War. Oof, you can't follow Civil War. You know,
Civil War just came and went. Psh.
Yeah, you can't follow Civil War. So,
wow. What do we got going on, guys? Let's see. We have Thursday. I have Devious Eye Entertainment. They're bringing their video game. They're supposed to come last week.
Yeah, I wanted to play this thing.
I know. Yeah. I wanted to play it too, but they had to cancel because they couldn't get the build right and they didn't want to embarrass themselves.
That's fine.
So,
yeah, just fine. Understand.
So they have a good build now of it. They're going to bring their laptop with it running, their Alienware with it running, so we could try it out.
Yep.
They're coming next Thursday, so we're actually going to be the first show to premiere the actual gameplay live. Or not, we won't do a live show. We'll do a pre-recording and we'll throw it up. But
we'll
be the first geek show to actually have that footage. So
okay, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So are we going to allow profanity that show?
You know, it's a horror movie. So
that's how I play video.
I say,
A lot of profanity going on in my house.
You need a lot of sensors.
It's a horror movie. And I got to put the explicit for that show. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not suitable for work.
Yeah.
Guard your kids, hide your wife. What was it? But we do have, I don't know if you guys are going, but the June 26th premiere for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh,
I want to go. I've
been debating on whether I can make that ride. You know, I do late night radio.
Apparently, you have the only invite, Joy Franchise, because you are connected.
Well, it's hard for me to it's hard for me to use that perk. But if I'm on
the
air
during the day,
it's at night.
How are you gonna go at night? You gonna?
I'm not gonna. That's the thing. I'm asking. Well, now I have information that now you guys have.
Okay.
So that way I can.
We can coordinate, right?
Yeah.
Our podcast sounds like a mafia meeting.
Pretty much.
We're making plans, ladies and gentlemen.
This is so ethnic.
But what is your take on Spider-Man Far From Home? What are your predictions?
Mysterio's a liar, a dirty liar. We all know this.
Basically,
if you're a Spider-Man fan, you know this. You're just like, you know, come on. You know what I mean? Multiple universe. You're from multiple universe. Yeah, I'm sure there's multiple universes, but you ain't from one.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I just never trusted Jake Gyllenhaal ever since, what was it, Day After Tomorrow?
Oh, he was?
I just never trusted him after that. Great guy. He's a great actor. Don't get me wrong. But I just never trusted him after that.
What was the other actor you had a beef with? I forget.
Oh, it was Zachary Levi.
Zachary Levi.
Yeah. You
are. Yeah, damn Zachary Levi.
Poor Zachary Levi. Oh, man.
Don't worry. I'll probably add the Blu-ray to my collection because it's only right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I am not. Listen, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, I want to say. And, the Mysterio angle in the multiverse.
Yeah,
I'm not highly anticipating it. I'm going to trust them. I'm going to trust Marvel because, you know, they got a good record.
Yeah.
But the idea of the multiverse and this Mysterio, whatever his name is, in the they're not even calling him Mysterio.
No, they're not.
It's Mysterio.
Quentin
Beck.
It's
Mysterio. Yeah. Come on. Let's get it together.
I don't like the way he looks. You know, he looks like, Knights of the Round Table.
He's like, I'm from another universe.
Yeah, wearing his grandmother's boss on his head. But I'm going to rock with it.
Oh, man.
We'll see. How bad?
Can't be that bad, right?
Can it be?
No, it can't be that bad. It's got to be good.
I think it's going to be really good.
I think it's going to be really good.
I'm excited to see all the Spider-Man suits. I agree with you guys. Mysterio's lying. It's obvious, I think, at this point. And, you know, post-credit scene, I think we're going to get a Sinister Six.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Finally?
Let's see.
At least, this is my prediction. All right, this is not. I think that Avengers building that was bought in Homecoming will become Oscorp.
Oh yeah, I think that might happen too.
Okay,
yeah, that might happen. And then that will definitely be like some beef for Peter because he's like, yeah, man, this guy just bought, you know, the old Stark building. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
little area of contention there.
I wonder if Norman Osborn will wear the Iron Patriot suit too.
Oh, he does do that, doesn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
Remember they teased it. Was it that. Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
And yeah, kind of in Endgame. Was that the Iron Patriot suit in Endgame?
I think so. It was like, I know it was like kind of a red, white, and bluish thing going on.
I would be happy if the end credit is Venom.
We might get that too.
I don't know if what their deal is, but
I think Sony wants to do that too.
Yeah,
I know. It's just like how.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how they're gonna try and get X-Men in this universe eventually, but I guess they'll figure out some, you know, when they're ready.
Well, this is all that and more on the next episode of Geek Has Ideas.
All right, guys, check us out. Please donate what you can to keep us help us stay on the air on our Patreon.
That's
all right,
really,
and you know, so we can pay for this hosting every month and. Help us out, please, if you feel it, the kindness in your heart. Check us out. Follow us. Like us. Instagram, Geek Culture Congress. On the Facebook, Geek Culture Congress, the page. Like us. Our likes are going up. Some we've been sharing with Flickering Myth there, and they've been reposting us. Like, last time I looked, we were like 20,000 shares or something.
Okay.
Some article. Fine. But the likes didn't go up. I don't know what happened, but somebody's looking at our stuff, so it's good. It's looking good. So please, like, if you're on Facebook, like us on the Geek Culture Congress page. And Thursday we'll be back with Devious Eye Entertainment. They'll be showing off their game. It's called Reverie.
Nice.
Reverie. Yep. Survival horror game.
And that show will have profanity.
For sure.
Tarek, what you got going on?
Just follow me on my Instagram and socials, and I'll be updating people on stuff.
He's got some short movies on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You need to go check that out, okay? And Joey Franchise, so I know what's going on with you.
You know, I would embark on the nocturnal life as much as Speedy does. So keep up with me on the socials at Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram, and see where I, you know, get a little rare.
Jiggy with it.
Yeah, get jiggy with it, get rare. Derek's actually getting rare with me this weekend.
Hey,
so
yeah.
It's actually really, really interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there's
all
a party
that
going on somewhere.
All that, and of course, Wild 94.1 out here in Tampa. Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. If you're listening to this or watching this from like Ohio or like Idaho or Montana, there is a Wild 94.1 app that is free to download where you can listen to me every night and be like, yo, man, what's up?
Yeah. Dope, dope. You could also check out my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. Thank you so much. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next time, have a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Peace. Next Thursday, we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.